This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a pleasure to have as a guest on today's broadcast, Mr. W.J. Simmons of Jackson, Mississippi. Bill Simmons is administrator of the Citizens Councils of America. During the past several weeks, you've been hearing him on a number of special reports from Africa. So, Bill, first I'd like to say welcome home.
Thanks very much, Dick. It's good to be home.
As our audience, I'm sure, is aware, you have been in Africa. How long were you away?
About 3 months altogether.
Where did you spend most of your time?
Most of the time was spent in South Africa, in the Republic of South Africa, with side trips to Rhodesia and to Southwest Africa.
Why did you concentrate on this part of the continent?
Primarily because that is where the center of interest is today. People in our section of the country, particularly, are, well, all over the United States for that matter, are very much interested in events in the southern part of Africa. And in recent months, particularly, Rhodesia has been at the top of the news all over the world.
As an American, I'm sure you had some sort of preconceived ideas about what you'd find when you arrived in Africa. How did things match up?
Dick, in some ways they more than matched, in some ways they didn't match at all. For one thing, the country is far more highly developed than I think anyone here has any idea who hasn't actually visited it. Industry is very widespread. It has a high level of civilization and stability.
Are you talking now of South Africa?
Of Southern Africa in general. This is including Rhodesia, South Africa, and the mandated territory of Southwest Africa. In some other respects, however, it did not live up to expectations, and that is in the respect of relations between the whites, or Europeans, as they universally call themselves, and the natives, or Bantu, as they are called. You know, Dick, we've been told here repeatedly that conditions are unsettled, that there is race tension, that white people in South Africa have been arming themselves. I found no evidence whatsoever of this, none at all.
Bill, in recent years, especially in this country, the presence of both racial groups, whites and blacks, in relatively large numbers, has seemed to automatically result in some sort of conflict, or at least in the creation of a good bit of tension. Is this true in Southern Africa?
Well, it is true in this country where integration has been pushed in recent years. It has not been true in this country historically over the past few generations where a stable situation developed. In South Africa, there's none of this. The races live together and in close proximity in ratios far different from most places in the United States because the colored or Negro are present in so much larger numbers. But there is a notable lack of tension, Dick.
I noticed that in one of your programs which you recorded in South Africa, one of the officials commented that the police go about unarmed.
This is true. Not only are they unarmed, but they're notable by their scarcity. This is one of the very great surprises that struck me. You know, we've heard South Africa in particular talked about and referred to as a police state, and yet you can hardly find a policeman. As a matter of fact, I think they, if I might say so, they might be a bit better off with more police, particularly in the measure of controlling automobile traffic.
So to sum up on this point, you had been led to expect from all of the reports which you had read in this country and had been following with interest that you would find a certain amount of racial tension in Southern Africa, and this situation was not present by your observation.
That's the correct summation, Dick. It was not present at all. As a matter of fact, relations between the two principal races of white and black were excellent. This applies not only to relations between white and black, but also to the two other ethnic groups that are present in significant numbers. These are Asiatics and the Cape Coloureds, as they are called, who are principally Malay. Their relations are very good between them. There's respect, and as I mentioned earlier, social stability.
With the ratio of black to white population exceeding that of the United States, how would you account for this difference of the absence of racial tension in South Africa?
Well, I think it's because primarily each race accepts the other as it is, without any attempt to be missionaries and to change what the Creator might have had in mind when he made both races. There is not the attempt to make the Negro, for example, particularly conscious of his color, or the white for that matter, or attempts to make him into something he is not. Instead, the general social institutions of life, including incidentally and interestingly enough, radio, are designed to fit into the nature of these people as they are, and to develop their own natural cultures in the way they would tend to go, rather than trying to turn them around in midstream, so to speak.
Bill, what sort of people are the white residents of the southern part of Africa? Where do they come from?
They come principally, came originally, from two principal places, Holland and England. But they have, for the most part, been in South Africa for so long, approximately the same length of time, incidentally, that our ancestors have been in the United States, that they regard themselves as completely and wholly indigenous and native to South Africa, just as Americans think of themselves as Americans and not descendants of West Europeans.
In Rhodesia, I take it the white population is primarily of British origin.
Dick, it is primarily of British origin. However, there is a very large percentage, I forget at the moment just how large, but I would say it's in the nature of at least 20-25%, are of South African origin, that is, of primarily Dutch ancestry.
And in Southwest Africa, German is one of the official languages.
It is. Southwest Africa was settled as a German colony just prior to World War I, and was taken over by the then Union of South Africa on behalf of the Allies. It became a mandated territory to the Union of South Africa by the League of Nations. That has been its status ever since. But as you say, German is really a primary language there.
And in South Africa, there are two official languages.
Correct. Afrikaans, which is a form of Dutch, and English. All signs, all instructions, all bulletins are in both languages. Both languages are taught equally in the schools.
The white residents of Southern Africa being outnumbered by the blacks, I'm wondering, you had an opportunity to talk to many of these white people. What is their attitude toward the native Africans?
Well, their attitude is, I would say, is very much like that of people, white people in the South, was prior to all of the Civil Rights Revolution. It's one of acceptance. It's one of friendship. It's one of sort of attitude of working together for their mutual economic benefit. And I would say, on the whole, it's characterized by a total lack of theoretical preconceptions about how things ought to be or how some sociologist thinks they ought to be. In a word, they're just natural.
Did you notice any manifestations of fear on the part of the white population?
No, I didn't notice any manifestations of fear. One thing that struck me very much in this respect was the amount of kind of casual out-of-door camping that goes on. You see white families constantly from Johannesburg or Pretoria or Bloemfontein or some other city just camping along the roadside in roadside parks. Many of these would be not too far distant from a very extensive African settlement or native settlement, and the people move about, make their plans without any concern at all for fear.
Quite unlike Central Park.
Oh yes, quite unlike it.
Bill, the people with whom you talked while you were on this trip, what do they think of the United States? Can they understand our actions? Do they still regard the people of America as being their friends? What is the attitude that you encountered?
Dick, I think the attitude is a little confused, and I think people in Southern Africa are somewhat dismayed by what they see happening originated in the United States. Just to put it in a nutshell, I would draw this comparison, that their feeling toward the United States is somewhat like the feeling here might have been toward Germany in the days of World War I. As you recall, then there was a distinction made between the German citizens and the Kaiser's government. So today, many people in South Africa draw a distinction between the American citizens, whom they like very much individually, by the way, and the actions of the American government that are characterized by, I don't think it's any way to describe it, but one of hostility. So that there is this confused feeling. It's the actions of the United States are viewed regretfully, but they have not given rise to the feeling of universal criticism and reciprocal hostility that one might well expect to develop from the policies instituted by our government of economic sanctions and attempts to interfere openly in the domestic affairs of another country.
Did you find yourself the object of hostility because you were from the United States?
No, none whatsoever. However, I must confess that there were times when one felt embarrassed for the things that one was asked about originating in this country.
Bill, this has been a very interesting discussion. Our time has gone by very quickly. Let's continue it next week.
Thanks, Dick.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been W.J. Simmons, administrator of the Citizens Councils of America, in the first part of his report on his trip to Africa. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.